Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. It's Carol Montag, and she'll be performing this week at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield coming up this Saturday, May 21st, in a 7 o'clock show. She's got a special show for you as part of the Locals and Legends series there at the Warren Cultural Center. Carol, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Great. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. You bet. Hey, talk a little bit about your journey. You're doing it's kind of folk type music, the Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez kind of stuff. Talk about your journey and where you got interested in that.
Well, when I first started to learn how to play the guitar, a lot of the songs were by Joan Baez and Judy Collins initially, and then that led to Joni Mitchell. So they're the three standout women for me anyway in the folk music scene from back in the day. And I still, you know, even now their music is still, you know, really inspirational to singers and songwriters and people in general, I think.
Why has this music been attractive to you? Why have you never gotten away from that?
You know, that's a good question. It just really resonates with me. The acoustic guitar sound is one of my favorite sounds. And, of course, boy, the songwriting is just phenomenal. And, you know, especially compared to some song lyrics that are on the top of the charts, they're just very intriguing and inspiring and I think especially they all three wrote songs, but the fourth runner, I believe, would have to be Joni Mitchell. And then Judy and Joan both wrote songs, but not prolific like Joni. And however, Judy did record Both Sides Now, which Joni wrote early on in her career, and it really put Joni kind of out there in the public by Judy recording that song. And of course, so many other artists have recorded Both Sides Now and a number of other songs that the three of them have done.
You bet. Well, I know what you mean. So much of the music today, either you can't understand the lyrics, or if you could, you wish you couldn't. And some of them are, some of it's just a lot of noise. This is music
right.
That really has a story to it.
Absolutely. And as we're talking here, I'm just thinking, you know, so often I listen to some of the music that's coming out now, and it's very superficial, whereas you know, the great thing about songwriting is that you can really tell some interesting stories. And so that's why I'm still attracted to that type of music, the singer-songwriters. And there's great ones out there now. But, you know, folk music and the Americana music has not really been the population's number one favorite type of music. I mean, I think there's a lot of country fans and a lot of hip hop and that sort of thing, all the different genres. But, you know, I just relate most to the singer-songwriters.
Well, and if you did a Name That Tune type of show with many of the songs that you'll probably be performing, they're very familiar. Most folks, a few notes, they're going to get them right away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is the music that, you know, I'm dating myself, but that's okay. When I was a senior in high school, I got my first guitar. It was a 12-string Yamaha. Then when I went off to college, I had my own little stereo system, which I think a lot of people had back then with the turntable and everything. So I went to Grandview College my first year and a half. That's in Des Moines. And I remember all this Joni Mitchell, Judy Collins, Joan Baez music was just wafting through the halls, through the dormitory, because I was playing their music all the time.
Well, I know you've shared stages with some pretty popular names that folks will recognize, but you've also spent a lot of time in some of the smaller venues. Do you enjoy that type of an atmosphere?
I enjoy any kind of atmosphere where the audience is engaged and listening. When I first started out, I was singing in, you know, Mexican restaurants and bars and things like that, and it was always very noisy, and I had to compete with blenders and drunk people and trains going by if it was down by the tracks, you know. So I just don't put myself in that position anymore, shall we say. It's strictly concerts that I'm doing.
Well, and with the Warren Cultural Center, you'll be in a venue where you will likely see the eyes of most of the folks you're performing to, not just lights in your face. So yeah. Do you like that closeness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do house concerts, too. So that's really up close and personal. And but I'm really excited to come to the Cultural Center because I've seen the pictures on the website, and I love old historic buildings, and I just love that kind of space. So I'm excited to come and meet more people from the eastern side of the state, and it should be fun.
Yeah. Are you surprised, thinking back, this young gal who got her first 12-string guitar and learned how to play and learned how to enjoy some music has been able to experience the things that you have over the years?
I've had, you know, I've opened and shared the stage with a lot of wonderful people. I remember what's one that's most dear to my heart is Michael Johnson, who wrote the song Bluer Than Blue. I opened a couple shows for him here and in Chicago, and I got to do a duet with him. It was a song called 1 Mile Apart. And shortly, he was having a lot of difficulty breathing. He had COPD, mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. And shortly after that performance, he passed away. So things like that are just, you know, things that I cherish. And having met some folk music people like Tom Paxton, who have always been very kind and supportive. And so I have their quotes in my media kit. And I think the weirdest thing was when I opened for Three Dog Night, and it was like quite the contrast.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think there were only two dogs at that point, but anyway, I think one had passed. Sorry, that was a bad joke.
Well, it's great to have those experiences because you not only learn a little bit about yourself every time you perform, but when you perform with other acts, don't you pick up things here and there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and this is interesting. Last weekend, I got to see an opera singer who grew up in Cedar Rapids. I actually had her in my children's choir at Trinity Lutheran Church. Her name is Janera Kellerman. And I just watching her perform was just a lesson for me on energy and intensity and singing with purpose, you know. I mean, she's fantastic and has this enormous voice. And I thought, you know, you really do have to, kind of like Ethel Merman, I think she said, give it all you've got once you're on the stage. You know? So I just keep that in my mind. I keep that as a memory. And I also, usually when I'm performing, I'm doing a lot of original songs. So I'm able to talk more about how the song came about and what I was doing and what inspired me to even start to write a song. But in this show, it's a tribute show. So I don't really know all the inspiration behind each woman's song or composition. So I can't really share that information. I do have some tidbits about them. I've seen some of them live. I've read autobiographies and biographies about them. So We'll see.
Carol, when you perform, you're performing other people's music, some of these folks, are you trying to stay true to them, or are you trying to stay more, true to yourself and presenting it the way you do it?
Well, I'm going to be, I'm not going to be trying to impersonate these women, because I just don't do that. But I do want to just present their music and what they're known for. I try to stick with their traditional arrangements. I'm not going to try to, jazz it up or do something wacky with a song. But basically, when I learned these songs, I was just listening to the records, the LPs, and lifting the needle on and off and trying to find the chords. So I'm going to stay pretty true to what they put out there in the first place.
That's probably the safe way to do it when you're doing music that so many people know and love.
Right, because they're going to know the words, and they're probably going to sing along a little bit, hopefully.
You bet. All right, well, that's what you hope.
They can do the ooh, wop, wop, wop on Big Yellow Taxi,
There you go. They all know that.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Now, the show, again, is Saturday night, 7 o'clock, May 21st, at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Tickets are $15 for adults. That's all. Students, high school and younger, are free as part of the Local and Legends series. You can get your tickets online. Just go to warrenculturalcenter.com, and if there are any available, they'll be there at the door as well. We hope folks take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy Carol Montag, who'll be presenting some of the fun music from the 60s. Joni Mitchell, Judy Collins, Joan Baez. If you like that kind of music, you're going to enjoy this show. Carol, thank you so much for the time here today. Hope you have a great show.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. I hope you can make it. It was fun talking with you.